First jumper, Triss. I checked my watch. The first initiate should be jumping any minute now. The net waits beside me, wide and sturdy, and lit from above by the sun. The last time I was here was last year's choosing day, and before then, the day I jumped. I didn't want to remember the feeling of inching toward the edge of the building, my mind and my body going haywire with terror. The awful drop, the helpless flailing of limbs, the slap of the net fibers against my arms and neck.
"How'd the prank go?"
Lauren says. It takes me a second to figure out what she means. The program, and my supposed desire to prank Zeke. Haven't done it yet. Our work time didn't overlap much today.
"You know, if you were up for some serious studying, we could use you in tech services," she says.
"If you're recruiting, you should talk to Zeke. He's much better than I am."
"Yeah, but Zeke doesn't know when to shut it," she says. "We don't recruit for skill so much as compatibility. We spend a lot of time together."
I grin. Zeke does like to surround himself with chatter, but that's never bothered me. Sometimes it's nice not to worry about providing any conversation. Lauren plays with one of the rings in her eyebrow, and we wait. I try to crane my neck to see the top of the building from the ground, but all I can see is sky.
"Bet you it's one of my Dauntless Borns," she says.
"It's always a Dauntless Born, no bet." They have an unfair advantage, the Dauntless Born. They usually know what's at the bottom of the jump, though we try to keep it from them as much as possible. The only time we use this entrance to headquarters is on choosing day. But the Dauntless are curious. They explore the compound when they think no one is watching. They also grow up cultivating in themselves the desire to make bold moves, to take drastic action, to commit themselves fully to whatever they decide to do. It would take a strange kind of transfer to know how to do that without having been taught. Then I see her. Not a black streak like I was expecting, but gray, tumbling through the air. I hear a snap of the net pulling taut around the metal supports, and it shifts to cradle her. For a second, I stare, amazed, at the familiar clothing that she wears. Then I put my hand out into the net so she can reach it. She wraps her fingers around mine, and I pull her across. As she tumbles over the side, I grab her arms to steady her. She's small and thin, fragile-looking, like the impact with the net should have shattered her. Her eyes are wide and bright blue.
"Thank you,"
she says. She may look fragile, but her voice is steady.
"Can't believe it,"
Lauren says, with more dauntless swagger than usual.
"A stiff, the first to jump? Unheard of."
She's right. It is unheard of. It's unheard of for a stiff to join Dauntless, even. There were no abnegation transfers last year, and before that, for a long time, there was only me. "There's a reason why she left them, Lauren," I say, feeling distant from the moment, from my own body. I pull myself back and say to the initiate, "What's your name?" She hesitates, and I feel for a strange brief moment like I know her. Not from my time in abnegation, not from school, but on a deeper level, somehow, her eyes and her mouth searching for a name, dissatisfied with the one she finds, just like I was. My initiation instructor gave me an escape from my old identity. I can give her one, too. "Think about it," I say, smiling a little. "You don't get to pick again."
"Triss,"
she says, like she's already sure of it.
"Triss," Lauren says. "Make the announcement for."
She's my initiate, after all, this transfer from abnegation. I look over my shoulder at the crowd of Dauntless members who have gathered to watch the initiates jump, and I announce, "First jumper, Triss." This way they'll remember her, not for the gray she wears, but for her first act of bravery, or insanity. Sometimes they're the same thing. Everyone cheers, and as the sound fills the cavern, another initiate plummets into the net with a blood-curdling scream, a girl dressed in candor black and white. This time, Lauren is the one to reach across the net to help her. I touch a hand to Triss's back to guide her toward the stairs, in case she's not as steady as she seems. Before she takes the first step, I say, "Welcome to Dauntless.